USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following his one-on-one meeting with President Trump in Helsinki, Finland, which ended just a short time ago, Russia's President Vladimir Putin rejects allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Putin saying at a joint news conference with President Trump standing beside him,
"The Russian state has never interfered and is not going to interfere into internal American affairs, including election process."
President Trump says the meeting with Putin made a big difference in U.S.-Russian relations.
"Our relationship has never been worse than it is now. However, that changed as of about 4 hours ago."
Both leaders said they'll be working together to combat international terrorism and also environmental threats. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
More now from the president's comments at a news conference that's just wrapping up after his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
"Nothing would be easier politically than to refuse to meet, to refuse to engage, but that would not accomplish anything. As president, I cannot make decisions on foreign policy in a futile effort to appease partisan critics or the media or Democrats who want to do nothing but resist and obstruct. Constructive dialogue between the United States and Russia affords the opportunity to open new pathways toward peace and stability in our world. I would rather take a political risk in pursuit of peace than to risk peace in pursuit of politics. As president, I will always put what is best for America and what is best for the American people."
This is USA Radio News.
"I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded."
A top Republican lawmaker says he's not looking to see the nation's deputy attorney general impeached. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky with a report.
No. For what? Impeaching for what? No.
South Carolina Congressman Republican Trey Gowdy, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS, saying he will not sign on to an effort to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
"I've had my differences with Rod Rosenstein. I talk to him quite often, privately, which again is a lot more constructive than the public hearings we have."
Gowdy says if President Trump is dissatisfied with him, or the Attorney General for that matter, he can fire them both.
"He's a Trump appointee. So is Jeff Sessions. So is Chris Wray. If President Trump is dissatisfied with Rod Rosenstein, he can fire him with a tweet."
A New Jersey man now bringing the baby Trump balloon that was flown in the UK during the president's visit to the United States. Activist and social worker Didier Jimenez Castro of Hillsborough, New Jersey, says he saw some of those protests held against the president last week featuring the 20-foot-tall balloon that was supposed to resemble the president as a cranky baby. He said when he learned that Trump really didn't like seeing it, he decided he'd raise enough money to bring the balloon to New Jersey, namely to Bedminster, where the Trump National Golf Club is located. And in the top spot at the weekend movie theater box office, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.